Now on with more news stories. A clubland stabbing has sparked safety fears. There's a warning not to scrap with seaside scroungers invading the city this summer. And video of paramedics messing about on an emergency call have caused shock in the community.
Stabbing in the heart of the city's clubland has sparked further safety fears for the people who live and work there. People were called to St Vidas Street, just off Prince of Wales Road, to reports of a stabbing. The victim is believed to have minor injuries to his arm and was discharged from hospital the same day. However, locals say that they feel unsafe in the area. The latest stabbing comes after a series of violent crimes in the road, which has become notorious for antisocial behaviour. The spate of attacks in Prince of Wales Road prompted the police to highlight tackling, drinking and alcohol-related crimes in the nightclub hotspot as one of its three key focuses. The latest stabbing had led to calls for more policing to tackle serious crime in the area. Ben Price, leader of the Green Party group at the County Council, said, "It's important to remember that Norwich is one of the safest areas in the country. However, it seems like the late-night economy in Prince of Wales Road has a disproportionate amount of serious crime occurring in it." In 2018, the council revealed it was planning a multi-million pound revamp of the road, mainly to ease traffic flow. Meanwhile, there are current plans for a major rejuvenation of the Nelson Hotel that will see that area completely transformed.
Armed police carried out an early morning raid in a block of city flats after reports a gunman was on the loose, locals say. Gun-toting bobbies swarmed Nolan Grove in Earlham to confront a man who was thought to have a gun. Neighbours described an air of confusion as they tried to figure out the cause of chaos. Locals say that the man looked like he was in his early 20s and is well known on the estate, which is just yards away from a primary school. Now, he's described as around 6'2" and has a history of antisocial behaviour in the area. Previous incidents include threatening people with a knife and speeding down the narrow alleys on an electric scooter, some have said. They say the incident ended when the man was arrested and the firearm was recovered near Woodhill Rise. It's currently unknown if it was real or an imitation. Police have been contacted, but haven't confirmed if any arrests have been made.
There's nothing worse than being pestered by unwanted scroungers while trying to enjoy the culinary delights this city has to offer. However, that's exactly what seagulls have a habit of doing, ready to pounce on any loose chip or breadcrumb. And while squaring up with the seaside birds might seem like a good way to warn them off, the British Pest Control Association has urged caution instead. It's asked that people take care during gull nesting season, which particularly heightens in the summer. The birds are incredibly protective creatures, especially during nesting season, and anyone who gets too close can expect a violent retaliation and even injury. However, seagulls are protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981, so it's an offence to intentionally injure or kill any gull or to take, damage or destroy an active nest or its contents. Trevor Stevens lives just outside the city centre with his wife Shirley. He said, "They nest near us and they'll dive bomb if you get too close." Mrs. Stevens added, "They're everywhere and I think they need to be culled. They're essentially rats with wings and carry diseases." How to protect yourself from a seagull attack? Lift your arms to protect your head if a seagull begins swooping at you. Keep your arms above your head, but don't wave them around.
A blind worker, alongside four colleagues, is set to climb the UK's third highest mountain. The team working for Norfolk sight loss charity Vision Norfolk aim to raise £5,000 in September by tackling the 3,500-foot Mount Snowdon. Now, this follows Ed Bates' disappointment of being unable to realise his ambition of climbing to Mount Everest's base camp due to medical reasons. Mr. Bates, the charity's hub coordinator, who was born blind, will participate with community outreach worker Matthew Hodder, Chief Executive Andrew Mortar, Service Manager Deputy Chief Executive Barbara Dunn, and Leisure and Activities Coordinator Helen King. The group will take on the six-hour trek to help people living with sight loss to live independent and fulfilled lives. Matthew Hodder praised Mr. Bates as an inspirational person and said when he heard that he would not be able to make the trip to Everest Base Camp, half-jokingly suggested we should create our own Everest by climbing Snowdon, and the idea snowballed from there. The team can be sponsored via justgiving.com.
The family of a 72-year-old grandmother in a serious condition in hospital have spoken of their shock after a video emerged of paramedics messing around as they prepared to transport her in. The ambulance crew had been called to the Norwich home of Linda Didwell after her husband phoned 111 for advice when she began vomiting. They assessed her at the scene before taking her to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where she remains in a serious condition. But footage, filmed by a neighbour and posted on social media, shows the moment the two paramedics collected the stretcher from the ambulance to take Mrs. Didwell into hospital as she waited inside her property in pain. It shows a male crew member lying down on the stretcher as he uses his mobile phone, before then being pushed along by his female colleague. The incident happened in July, but Mrs. Didwell's family only became aware of it days later when a relative stumbled on the video while browsing TikTok. The family says it shows the paramedics were not taking the grandmother's care seriously enough and have reported it to the East of England Ambulance Service, which says it is investigating.